Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Piaggio's conference call. I am Leonardo Caputo. As usual, today we would like to share with all of you some important news approved this morning by our board of directors. Our conference call will be divided in two separate panels. The first one will be hosted by our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Colaninno. Following his introduction, Mr. Colaninno will be available for a Q&A session. Then our group's Finance General Manager, Mr. Pallottini, will review the consolidated financial results for the first 9 months of 2006 as of September 13, 2006. Following his presentation, we will answer the related questions in a second Q&A session. I inform you that also Mr. Bandiera, our General Manager for the Operations, is attending. I remind you that you can find the presentation slide at the Investor Relations website at the following address, www.piaggiogroup.com/9months2006.asp. And now I hand over to Mr. Colaninno.
Good evening to everybody. I think that I tried to summarize briefly what the board of directors have approved today following the resign of Mr. Sabelli. The board of directors today approve a new organization based on three goals that the company wants to achieve. Number one is to product innovation and product development. Number two is an organization that is prepared to emphasize the quality results and to reduce the inefficiency and the quality cost of the company. Number three is be able to set up an organization that can follow the future development based on products and international market. Let's say for the first one, that means the reorganization after the Mr. Sabelli assignment. After this, I've accepted to be nominated managing director that will be in connection with him together with the chairman responsibility. And after all, we have nominated two general managers, that one is Mr. Bandier, that will take the responsibility on the total operation, industrial total operation, and after that I will explain deeply what means this kind of responsibility. And the second one is Mr. Pallottini, that was a general manager, finance general manager. With me, I've set up a sort of corporate office. Some of that was very traditional, as press release relation, as investor relation, as the investor relation internal audit. Three of these offices is completely new, and this is to reinforce what I'm saying before, to increase to our control and to achieve excellence position on quality and customer satisfaction. Number two is international affair. And number three is responsible for develop of the new engine, diesel engine, for three-wheeler and four-wheeler. Number one, that is one, I think, the more important, the personnel structure and the organization and the quality management system will be reported to a new manager. The name is Mrs. Franciosi, that's working for us already for 2 years, is a committee for quality department, that in the future will be responsible also for the human relation and from the organization, quality organization chart. This is because we need to be focused on people and we need to be focused on quality and cost reduction following the quality problems. This also will take responsibility to follow how we can deploy international and our new business plan regarding the people and regarding the quality of the people, particularly. The international affair. Until today, we have some investment. We have three investments mainly in India, in the U.S., and in China. We need to reinforce this division, and we need to an organization that is ready to follow and to manage the develop in the new market where we believe that will be a bigger develop of the products. So one of these is Asia, naturally, that is including India and China. The other one is the United States and South America. And the other one will be other emerging markets that we have find and identified as South Africa, as Indonesia, as Vietnam, as Turkey, where we need to have people to investigate and to be ready to make proposal for such development plan. This will be the office manager, office responsible for this will be Caputo, that momentarily keep also the responsibility of internal audit, for the investor relation for a period that is not a necessary period to replace him in this future responsibility. The number three will be the new engine developed. As you know, Piaggio today is present in four different areas: scooters, motorcycle, commercial vehicle, and engine. We are quite strong in the scooter area. We have to develop on the motorcycle. We have to keep and maintain the engine division. We have to reinforce and to relaunch the sector of three and four wheeler. To do this, we need to reinforce, especially in the area of research, development research, the engine for the three and the four-wheeler. And we need also to develop the new engine and the new technology for the motorcycle in order to be able to compete with our competitor. But one of these in particular that we use as a benchmark, that is a Yamaha. This office of corporate offices will support myself in the way to keep under the control the employee satisfaction, to keep to control the quality flow, and to follow international market, international development. What Mr. Bandiera, that is appointed as a responsible for operation, what is the area of Mr. Bandiera? The area of Mr. Bandiera is all the brand that is, we divided the operation in four different business units. Let's say scooter with the name Piaggio, Vespa, Gilera, motorcycle business unit with Aprilia and Derby, another business unit that will be Moto Guzzi, and the three and the four-wheeler light commercial vehicle. Each of these business units will be emphasized on design and project, marketing and sales. So each of these will be a responsible department for project and a responsible for department for design, also for marketing, also for sales. Each for scooter, one for Aprilia and Derby, one for Moto Guzzi, and one for three and four-wheeler. We have embarked a new responsible guy, the way we take one for Piaggio Vespa Gilera, that is a young guy, 40 years old, with a lovely experience on Fiat, on Ford, especially in the United States, especially in the area of project departments and technological departments. For Aprilia and Derby, the responsible will be Mr. Mercanti, as you know, that he was already in this area, but he takes the responsibility also of the investments in Spain as the name Derby. We are on the way to research a new managing director of Moto Guzzi, that this guy will be replaced, Bandiera, that he take a bigger responsibility. And the remaining exactly it is on 3 or 4 wheeler. We also we have introduced 4 different offices that are working on the staff in all this business unit. On top of purchasing, on top of operation, we have 5 different new response new departments. One is engine and powertrain. This will be responsible to produce and to develop engine and powertrain for all business units under the suggestion of the production of each different business unit. One is logistic and distribution. As you know, a lot of things, a lot of problems coming from logistic and distribution departments. We need to be focused on this in order to ensure the quality of the products. We need to ensure the service in the service of the distribution, and to be on time on the delivery. Another new area is the develop of the sales network. As you know, today we have different network for Piaggio, different network for Aprilia, and different network for Moto Guzzi and VTL. We need to be coordinated, we need to find a policy for all one, and we need to be one organization for all our products on the way to have the same strategy, the same promotion, and the same line of merchandising of this kind of product. Then another one is the quality department. We need a quality department's total involvement on the quality control. Probably we have to, we need to introduce a new system, a new model of quality control. We are checking now Six Sigma system, where we need to introduce on our production assembly line and in the projection department, and also in the and value analysis department. On these three in this three sector, we need to emphasize on quality. We need to focus on the quality in order to reduce the cost of the quality and to be very much closer to our customers' expectation. The last one is the dealer service. We know that we need to be much better organized on the components department. We need to be much better organized on the service departments, let's say the post-sales service departments. We know that many of our customers is not satisfied about the capability of the company to be delivery on time and to deliver the right products on the components and parts division. And we need to be better organized to ensure the guarantee application after sales of the product. These 5 new departments with 5 new responsible will be totally integrated and under and will be reported to Mr. Bandiera. The other sector that is reported to Mr. Palottini instead, that is a typical of finance with the finance and control and control and administration and all the responsible for the management control. We have 3 other sectors that we put under the responsibility of Mr. Palottini. Is information technology system, is the purchasing departments outside to the raw material, let's say the services, the consultants, and all the things that is not related with the product. And the last one is instead a new office that will be the control of our supplier. Let's say we want to put an office that take a responsibility to control our capability of the supplier to be online with the request of the product with the operation departments. How we consider that? They have the right balance sheet to be to to be ready and to be ensure the continuity of the delivery to us, and they have a good result, and they have the possibility to accept productivity improvement in order to be able to accept our productivity improvement goal in order to reduce cost. These two departments take responsibility, if you want, all the line operation. Behind to this, as I mentioned to you before, will be the international operation. International operation is based on what we have today, let's say the India, China, and the U.S. Company. India, as you know, is a leader on three-wheeler. They control about 32% of the Indian market. We wanted to develop more in India, and we have approved today in the board of directors also a new investment for the engine plant in India to produce engine for the three-wheeler, actual three-wheeler, and for the future four-wheeler. Today in India, we buy all these kind of products on the Indian market. We have considered this in terms of quality, in terms of cost, and in terms of to be sure on the continuity for the delivery, is much better for us to produce the engine inside to the company instead of to buy outside. We consider the engine a core part of the product where we can develop our innovation philosophy, we can develop our innovation in terms of pollution problem, in terms of consumption problem, in terms to increase efficiency of the engine. We projected to build a new plant for be ready on 2010 and to be able to produce 200,000 new diesel engine for three-wheeler and four-wheeler application, starting from 450 until 1,200 cc. This will be placed near to the actual plant on the area of Pune, near Bombay. And we have, to achieve this, we have signed an agreement with the Ricardo company in the UK, and we have renewed the agreement with Daihatsu on the engine supplier after 2009 for the new engine for Potter of Euro 5. This is for India market. For U.S. market, as you know, U.S., we are very successful this year, but we look to be improved in order to be able to sell in all United States and Canada all the products of our line. Not only Piaggio, not only Vespa, but also Aprilia and also Moto Guzzi. In order to do that, we have to increase the dealer number, we have to increase our people working in the United States in terms of marketing, in terms of sales. Regarding China, we have a lot of improvement in terms of buyback for product, finished products and the buyback of engine. We need to reinforce our organization in China together with our partner to be more effective on the sales on the Chinese market. We have a plan already fixed for the next year. We want to introduce some new organization position for that company, and we have also decided to improve our investments to produce the two-wheeler 150 and 200 on top of the products that we produce today. The plant in Foshan is completely finished. We are very satisfied for this plant. This plant is able to produce through two production line and through the new painting line. We have to reorganize now the welding machinery and also the plastic injection machinery in order to be able to complete our product range for the Chinese market and also for European and United States market. In order to do this, we need to reinforce, as I said before, the international offices. We need to reinforce in terms of presence locally, in terms of presence for the new developer, for the new developed business in the emerging country and in the area that we consider very interesting to us. This, in other terms, is our is the new organization that we have started today, that we have presented today to the board of directors. The board of directors approve, and this organization is ready now to move on in order to achieve the results and our three-year plan that was presented during the IPO program and will be completed for the next budget for 2007, 2008, and 2009.
Okay, now we're pleased to go through the first Q&A session. If there is somebody who want to ask. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, if there are no any question, we can go through the second section just by analyzing reviewing the first 9 months results.
There are already a few questions. The first one from Mr. Alex Falcioni from Citigroup.
Okay, great.
Mr. Falcioni, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Okay, yes, good afternoon. Everyone, I would just like to know if I understand this is a new business plan, whether you have any targets for the three-year period, and also if you can tell us a little bit about your targets in the Chinese markets for 07, presumably, and how the start to sales in this market has proceeded since September when you launched the first product. Also, I was wondering if you can give us an idea of timing for the Indonesian, Vietnamese, and South African markets. That would be all from me. Thank you.
Okay, starting for the first point, as you know, today we have approved, number one, we divided the future strategy in three points. Number one is to develop what we have today. What we have today is India, China, and United States. The second one is to implement what we have already developed, and we have some base number to analyze and eventually to decide to proceed on that. And the first time is the future developer, where we just have some connection today and we need to develop. Go back to India. Let's say in India, as you know, we control 30%, 35% of the three-wheeler market. We build and buy all things there. So in India, we are an assembly factory, if you want. We have to decide to develop inside the production, to start the projection and production of engine in India, and to be ready for this investment for the 2010. We have already selected the area. The area will be near Pune, that is 2 hours from our main factory, Baramati. The number of the products will be 200,000. The number of the people was roughly 1,000. And they will produce engine for 3- and 4-wheeler, diesel engine, new diesel engine, and we work and develop this kind of products with the Ricardo company in UK. The range of the products will be from 450 to 1.2 liter on the diesel engine. We need also to develop the powertrain and the gearing box. This will be a big project for us. The total investments will be about 65 million euro, and we have already organized, and this will be, for this kind of projects, will be responsible, number one, our manager, chairman and managing director in China, Mr. Ravi Chopra, and in India, and the Mr. Masut in Pontedera. Naturally, we are working with them, including myself, Mr. Bandiera, Mr. Pallottini, and Mr. Caputo. On top of this, for the Indian market, we already finished the project, and we have the first sample of the four-wheeler products with the name is Quargo, and probably this product will be launched on the middle of next year. This product is a product that will be introduced for the light commercial vehicle in competition with Tata Group. For China market, as you know, in China market, we have finished our plant in Foshan. The plant, the new office, and the new with two assembly line, welding departments, painting line, is ready to produce, and they will produce roughly 150,000 products per year. Some of that is for the China market, some of that is for the buyback for European market and the U.S. market. We were surprised to see how this kind of products, what is the success of this kind of products on the European market, especially to compete a low price competitor as Thailand, as Korean, as China, other China products. Next year we will buy directly about 50,000-60,000 vehicles, and we will buy roughly 50,000-60,000 new engines. What we produce instead for the Chinese market? As you know, we have launched a first one, a 50cc and 100cc, and now we have launched a product with 200cc, with the name on the Piaggio brands and on the Aprilia brands. Now, our budget for next year for the Chinese market for this kind of products is roughly 30,000-50,000 for the Chinese market. So the total production, including the buyback and the Chinese market, will be roughly about 100,000-150,000 pieces for next year, and the same one for the engine. Coming to the Indonesian, now, the second sector, where we are ready to discuss is the South Africa, where we have collect all the information, we have collect all the data, all the finance requirement, and there we will produce eventually the three-wheeler products for that local market. We are working now to understand that today, anyway, is early stage to make a decision on South Africa. We are making a survey in Indonesia, and the number and the first report for Indonesia is very positive, as it is for Mexico and as it is for Brazil. But naturally, a general principle anywhere that we want to follow is that in line with this kind of develop, we need to improve in terms of human resource, in terms of organization, and on top of this, in terms of finance. This three point is represent for us a very important milestone. And depending on this, we push or we accelerate, we deaccelerate the process of development.
Okay, so you're talking 50,000-60,000 vehicles, if I may just clear this, 50,000-60,000 vehicles to be sold, bought back into Europe, and 30 to 50 sold in China for 2007. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the capex for... Okay, and this is fully expensed. Okay, thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Christopher Will from Lehman Brothers. Mr. Will, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello there. I just wanted to ask a little bit more on the engine plant. You mentioned that around 2010 you would aim to have capacity for 200,000 units. I wonder how much bigger in due course that could become. How large is the site of the plant? Because in the context of you selling, I suppose, 130,000 units or something like that of the three-wheeler in India this year, it doesn't sound all that big, although I understand they're not all diesel engines. And second question, do you see the engine plant in due course potentially exporting outside of India? In other words, might it be a supplier to your South African operation if you decide to proceed in South Africa? Thank you.
Okay, let's say that. We think that the three- and four-wheeler is a very strategic product, so let's say, not only for India, but also for Europe and, generally speaking, for all the world. I said that the light commercial vehicle that comes from the motorcycle technology is very appropriate for the city traffic and also for the traffic of the emerging market as South Africa, India, Vietnam or Indonesia, and also Brazil, as you know. Today the company produces the three-wheeler in India, as you know, with the rate, with the growth rate impressive in these 3 years, and will be more impressive for the future. We produce in Pontedera a four-wheeler with the name is Porter, and we have already sample, you have a ready finish in India, the name is Quargo. We want to improve the three-wheeler in India, and we want to put the give the possibility to India and South Africa to be able to export also in the area under the control of Indian market. We need to improve the quality of our engine, and that is the problems. We need to improve in terms of pollution, and we need to be improved in terms of regulation. As you know, in India, as a United States today, as a Europe, the regulation provides for the new engine, the new engine of BS on the Euro 3 and Euro 4 for the next 5 years. In Europe, we have started with Euro 5 with the 2009. On top of this, we have found that to buy from actual supplier this kind of engine, not guaranteed to us, quality, cost, and what is required by regulation. So in a certain way, we are obliged to do these investments to ensure the possibility of our factory to satisfy the customer demands in terms of quantity, pricing, and quality, and to satisfy what is required by the law. Why we have decided to put this kind of engine in India? We have decided to put this kind of engine in India because the cost idea is dramatically lower than the cost in all the other parts of the world, where we have a big factory already very well organized in Baramati, where this year we will produce around 140,000 three-wheeler vehicle with 1,800 people, with a very proactive and very efficient management, and with a projection of the market at the double digit, as you know. Now, naturally, from India, we want to export also where it will be possible to Europe, to South Africa, and also in other countries where this kind of product is welcome. Naturally, this is not enough because we have to develop also the future of our Porter that is made in Pontedera in Italy. For this kind, we have renewed agreement with the Daihatsu. The Daihatsu agreed to sell to us also after 2009 the gasoline engine, 1 liter or 1.2 liter, that will be satisfied with the Euro 5 requirements after 2009. So let's say that we want to have a bridge from now to 2009 on terms of diesel engine. We want to be able from 2009 in advance to offer to our customer the best on technology for diesel engine and the best and in line also with the law requirements. What is the capacity of this plant? We think that this capacity will be for one shift 200,000 engine. Why? Because we projected that the quantity from now at the end of 2010 will be roughly 200,000, 250,000 altogether. Naturally, if the demands of these products will be increased, we will be able to make a second shift because the plant and the machinery is completely enough to satisfy the second shift or, let's say, the first shift, but we don't want to think of a third shift at this stage. What is the economics for these investments? Okay, we have calculated that with the 500, when we reach 500,000 engine, we have already paid back all the investments. Let's say this on preliminary basis, we consider that, let's say in 2 year time, the payback of the investment is done by the difference between cost that we projection and the price that we pay today from the market.
Thank you.
Next question from Mrs. Francesca De Pasquantonio from Deutsche Bank. Mrs. De Pasquantonio, you may proceed with the question. Thank you.
Yes, good evening. I have two follow-up questions, if I may. The first one is regarding India, but I would like to focus on the two-wheels market. Do you see any opportunities there, and how, in case, would you like to pursue them? Secondly, going back to your statement about increasing buybacks of finished vehicles into Europe, what are your targets there, and how are you going to continue to manage your premium price positioning with a growing contribution of lower price vehicles sourced from China in Europe? Finally, just to clarify your last statement, you said that with 500,000 engines, you would have a full payback of the Indian engines investment, and you mentioned 2 years of operations. What would be the time frame on which to work that out? Thank you.
Okay, starting for the first point. Yes, you are completely right. The Indian market is a fabulous market for the two-wheeler. And if you can imagine that if someone go to India thinking that Vespa, that Piaggio is one of the biggest company in the world, so looking how many Vespa is around in the traffic. Unfortunately, no one of that is made by Piaggio, but it's made by our competitor, Bajaj. Naturally, what we look in India, we expected a big growing on two-wheeler market. And we have in mind to produce there the two-wheeler, either Vespa or either motorcycle with the Aprilia name. But we are today in an early stage because, as you know, we cannot do everything in one day. But I agree with you. India is a huge market for the two-wheeler, and we are already looking how to develop and how to take these advantages from the market and what the biggest message that we can give to the market when we make an offer of the true Vespa and not the Vespa that is made by somebody else. Number two, if I remember well, was the buyback. I'm trying to be very clear on this position. We want, Piaggio want to be a premium company. In other terms, we want to be leader to offer the best in scooter, the best in motorcycle, and the best in other products. What is the best? What is to be leader on design and leader on innovation products? As we already show, and you can check tomorrow on the Milano Motor Show, Piaggio has already demonstrated his ability to present to the market a high-perform mark products, either in terms of sport application, either in terms of new design, either in terms of technology related to the pollution. But in the market, and we don't want to change this strategy. As you, I want to underline that all our future organization made its focus on quality, customer satisfaction, and product innovation. These will be the three main goals that we want to achieve. But in the market, we have a strong competition with the low price competitor. And how we have structured our strategy to defend our market share from this kind of competition. We don't want to reduce our quality. We don't want to reduce our innovation capability. We don't want to reduce our performance in terms of pollution, in terms of customer satisfaction. So what we have to decide? We transfer to China the product that was not anymore part of our actual to our production. In other terms, products that Piaggio has decided to dismiss or not to produce anymore. One is example of this is with the Zip products. Zip is a product, is a Piaggio product, and where the Piaggio was not able to compete with the Far East company, and they have decided to not produce anymore. Until we decide to introduce this in the production, Chinese production plan, we have obtained a substantial cost reduction, and we have presented this product in the market, in Italian market, and we find a fantastic result from that. So in other way, we want to offer to the market what we don't produce anymore, but is on the design, based on the design and the style of Piaggio and Aprilia and Moto Guzzi. So let's say that our low cost is not because our quality or our performance or whatever you want is changed, but only because we want to compete with our competitor on products that today is out on the possibility to obtain a certain cost or to make some offer for price offer. So let's say Zip and Fly, this year we bought 30,000 vehicles for that, 30,000, yes, 25 from Zip and 10,000 of Fly, and we have already sales on the market. So we say we find to compete with in this kind of a strategy. The third question about
the payback
in India. What we find that the price that we pay today to buy this kind of engine to our supplier and the cost projection to produce inside is give us a difference that multiply for 500 give a payback of all the investments. So this is simple, it's a simple, very simple operation. That you say you divided the 65 or 70 million, whatever it is, for half a million units, and you find what is our, let's say, profit, or what is our difference between cost and the price that we today pay. So this is, we are very sure on that, because this is not based on future sales or based on the customer expectation. It's what we need, what we will buy. You asked me what is the main frame of that. Okay, we started, we already signed an agreement with Riccardo. We have already identified the products. We are now beginning to the design process with this kind of products. We have identified the people, and what is more difficult in an organization, we identify who make what. Now we have three-year time, 2007, 2008, and 2009, to build the factory, to build the prototype, to buy and design all the layout of the company, and to train the people. We consider this 3 year enough to be ready to produce on 2010. Naturally, 2010 is the year where we will be able, we hope to be able, to produce at least 200,000 pieces for to satisfy the internal demands for India and the internal demands for emerging market that depends from the Indian market.
Thank you very much.
There are no further questions for the moment.
Okay, so we can go through detail on the 9 months results, and I hand over to Mr. Palottini.
Okay, good evening and welcome to everybody. I remind you that you can follow our presentation on our website. So in the first slide, our consolidated P&L statement at the end of September shows a total level of revenues of 1,285 million euros, with an increase by 10.4% versus the third quarter 05 end, and an EBITDA level of 183.5 million euros, with an increase by almost 6%, and a net income of 77.6 million, with a 20% increase versus 05. But in order to better appreciate the current year performance versus the previous year, it is important to remind that, according to IFRS accounting, the 05 EBITDA includes a 18.6 million reimbursement by the Italian government for ecological incentives referred to 03 and 04, while the 06 EBITDA includes 10 million one-off costs referred to the IPO expenses. So, on a normalized basis, we can compare a 155 million 2005 EBITDA for the third quarter end with a 193.5 million 2006 EBITDA, with an increase by almost 35%. The EBITDA margin is 14.3%, which becomes 15% on a normalized basis. That is 1.7 points more than last year. At the EBIT level, the 06 result is 14 million higher than 05. That becomes 43 million on a normalized basis, with a 50% increase and a 10% level on revenues. The normalized net income almost doubled versus 05, from 46 to almost 88 million, with a 6.8% level on revenue. If we go on to the next slide, the net sales trend, the scooter business accounted for 54% of total sales, registering an increase by almost 6% versus first quarter in 2005. But even without including the Poste Italiana contract, which accounted for 36 million euros in the first quarter, scooter sales registered a slight increase, 0.2%, versus 1% decrease registered in the first half. So we had an inversion in the last quarter. The motorcycle sales increased by 26%, that is 42 million euros increase, with a 2 points increase on total revenues from 40% in 05 to 60% in 06. And the most important contribution to this result comes from the strong increase of goods in motorcycle sales that was around 80%. And from the new Aprilia models good results, with in particular more than 18 million revenues coming from the launch of the off-road models. The LTV segment, the light transportation vehicle segment, accounted for more than 80% of total revenues, with a contribution of Indian unit sales accounting for the 11% of total revenues. In India, we consolidated our market position as second player, increasing our market share up to 33%. That means 3 points more than last year end, and registering a sales growth by 36%. The European LTV business is confirming a positive trend versus the previous year, a 3% growth, confirming the inversion of the negative trend, the inversion which started last year in 2005 after a number of declining years due to the maturity of the Western specific market. The spare parts revenues registered a slight increase, something more than 1%, which we consider as a positive sign after the logistic problems we have been suffering during the second quarter. If we look at the second part of the slide, the breakdown by branch of the Piaggio standalone, Piaggio means Piaggio, Derby and LTV, increased by almost 10%, notwithstanding a negative performance of Derby that, as legal entity, decreased by about 25% versus the first 9 months of last year due to the drop of European 50cc motorcycle market. Even though, this is important, in the third quarter, Derby reduced the distance versus previous year. Vespa is performing very well with a 20% increase over last year, while Aprilia and Gucci revenues went up to almost 33 million, with a 13% increase over the last year. In the North American market in particular, Aprilia and Gucci sales increased by more than 65% over the last year, while the total North American sales increased by 60%. In particular, Aprilia and Gucci motorcycle sales in North America reached 2,100 units versus 700 units in the last year. And it's important to remark that 600 of the current year units were off-road models. Let's move to the next slide that shows that the EBITDA evolution, with the evidence of normalization that I mentioned before, the normalized increase was 38 million. And considering that the normalized operating expenses were almost flat as total amount, and therefore decreasing their impact on the total revenues from 23.5% to 21.4%, such increase was completely due to the gross margin growth. This was the result of the revenue growth on one side, of course, and on the other side, of the further efficiencies at the industrial level. If you look at the gross margin over sales ratio, you can see that it raised from 30.9% of last year to 31.4% in 2006. Such improvement was achieved both in Piaggio, but in particular in Aprilia Gucci, that increased their efficiency by more than 1 percentage point over revenues, their gross margin over revenues. And the larger part of that is related to the further improvement in purchasing efficiency, both for contract renegotiation, which more than offset some raw materials cost increase, and for the global sourcing further increase. In fact, I can tell you that the low-cost country supplies at the end of September accounted for 18% of the total supplies, with a 5 percentage points increase over 2005 year end, including the vehicles and road displacement engines manufactured by our Chinese joint venture, for a total value of 25 million euros, including more than 35,000 scooters, 37 exactly, as our Mr. Colonel told you before. It is also important to mention that further efficiencies come from the workforce increase the productivity in Aprilia, they've got about 7% increase. In the next slide, we can see that the normalized EBITDA for Piaggio standalone increased from 141 up to 165 million, reaching a 17.2% EBITDA margin, while the Aprilacos EBITDA more than doubled at 28.6 million level, and with an increase in the EBITDA margin by more than 80%, from less than 5% of last year to almost 9% in 2006. At the net income level, in the next slide, we can see that the growth in the reported net income up to 38 million was about 13 million, which becomes 42 million on a normalized basis. That means a 90% increase. And the main components of such growth are related to, firstly, the normalized EBIT that increased by 43 million, thanks to the 38 million EBITDA increase, and to about 4 million savings in amortizations. That means about a 6% reduction over last year, which is a gap that tends to be filled by the end of the current year, apart from the impact coming from the finishing of amortization of some R&D projects started 3 and 4 years ago. Secondly, we have a more than 4% reduction for the financial expenses, whose ratio of revenues decreased from 1.9% of last year to 1.6%, notwithstanding the interest rates growth and the full impact of the 150 million bond. And please consider that in our first slide, in the first table, we considered included in 2005 financial expenses also 0.5 million euros of other costs, just to simplify the table. And thirdly and finally, I have to mention the control of the fiscal impact thanks to the income offset against the tax losses carried forward. Let's now have a look to the balance sheet in the next slide. The figures in the table may let you appreciate the evolution during the first 9 months of 2005 and 2006. As a global look, you can appreciate the control of the invested capital and the impact of the seasonality on the working capital components and the progressive consolidation of the financial structure. I just have to inform you about the final update for the financial instruments related to Aprilia acquisition. In fact, we accounted a 9 million debt related to a payment to former Aprilia shareholders, as the equity value went beyond the related threshold pertaining to this payment, with a corresponding increase in the intangible assets consistent with the relevant contract. But now, let us have a more detailed analysis on the net financial position evolution. Looking at the next slide, you can see that the overall cash generation in the first 9 months was 160 million. The main contribution came from the operating cash flow, 135 million, and is the result of the P&L evolution on which we have commented before. The working capital reduced by 36 million, and analyzing the single components, we may say that the control on receivables continues to be on the excellent levels of the last quarter, while the inventories start to show a little increase, as expected, because of the impact of the global surging supplies. But consider that we are talking of less than a 5% impact. And finally, at the end of September, the payables level was about 20 million higher than the standard, but at the end of the year, we will have a normal situation. The CAPEX implementation program is going on regularly, apart from some delays in some minor projects and a partial shifting towards the end of the year. It is important to remark that about 40% of our capital expenditure was for the motorcycle business. And finally, a 13.8 million capital increase was accounted as the result of the first part of the stock option plan impact after the recent IPO. I remind you that the residual options are locked up until the beginning of January. On the other side, I remind you that we accounted the 9 million debt for the Aprilia former shareholders' financial instrument. We have finished our presentation. Thank you. We are ready for your question. Thank you for your kind attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your questions by pressing star followed by one. The first question from Mr. Alex Falcioni from Citigroup. Mr. Falcioni, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I would like to know if, in the light of these 9 months results, you expect to confirm a sales growth for the full year of around 10%. That's my first question. I also would like to know the capacity utilization levels at Aprilia and Moto Guzzi plants. Third question is, what you were saying the global sourcing levels to have reached around 18%. Is that correct?
Yes.
And is the cost saving still that you're achieving on these around 30%?
Yes.
Okay, and are you, in the light of these results, revising in any way your 2008 target, EBITDA margin target for the whole group from the 14 to 15% you were mentioning before? Thank you. In the past, not before, during this presentation, but during the IPO.
Yes, okay. About the revenue, revenues increase the level on the last year, we are able to confirm that level of increase, which is around 10% at the final year. It's more possible 10.1 rather than 9.9. And about the capacity in Guzzi and Aprilia, at the moment, we are on a level, on average level, around 60%, 55-60%. But the most important thing is that in the current year, we have been working on the rationalization of a manufacturing process as I told you, we increased the productivity both in Piaggio, but mainly in Aprilia and Guzzi. Particularly in Aprilia, we increased by 7 percentage points the productivity, which is an important increase, we think. About the global sourcing, I remember that during the roadshow, we were talking about a 25% impact over the total purchasing volumes. But we also told that this was a target that we were imagining, considering that there are specific reasons that are suggesting us to maintain an important share of purchasing in Europe because of the strategic suppliers, because the cooperation for some important new models. But we are ready to review this target of 25%, and maybe that we can also raise this target. But we will decide in the next years.
Okay, about the 2008 EBITDA target, I'm sorry, is it 14 to 15% still valid for 2008?
Alex, we up to now, looking at our results, we can confirm the 14-point-something% in terms of the EBITDA margin in 2008. We are working on improving our efficiency. We are pushing on all the levels that we have already put in place. But up to now, we cannot arise the target for 2008, even though, as you can see from the results, we are strictly in line with the results.
Okay, thank you.
Next question from Mr. Christopher Will from Lehman Brothers. Mr. Will, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Thanks. Just three very quick questions. Firstly, on scooter revenues, as far as I can see, your scooter revenues were much better in the third quarter, up by about 4% year-on-year. Which products drove that? What's the reason for that better performance? Secondly, there was a headline on Bloomberg when your results came out saying that management is forecasting a profit in the fourth quarter. Can you confirm that you have said that today? And if so, do you mean a profit at the net income line? Obviously, you'll be profitable at the EBITDA line, but are you forecasting a fourth quarter profit at the net income line? Final question, could you remind me, in the fourth quarter of 2005, I know you had some exceptional charges. In the full year, you had about $24 million. That was $4 million of restructuring and $19 million of other non-recurring items. How much of those items came in the fourth quarter of 2005? Thank you.
Chris, the first one, scooter revenues. As you can see, we performed a very good third quarter results, especially at the Piaggio level, because if you look at the Piaggio brand, the Piaggio Vespa and Gilera performed a 6% in terms of revenues increase. We also benefited from the recovering at the scooter side from Derby, and the good results comes also from Aprilia side. For what regards to the net income, the second question in the fourth quarter, hopefully we hope quarter by quarter to perform and to close at the bottom line with the positive results. But unfortunately, due to the seasonal business that we manage, we cannot, due to the figure, to the volumes in the fourth quarter of the year, we cannot have a positive results at the bottom line. So we made also correction just to avoid any misleading in the market from this this point of view. Okay?
And the fourth quarter exceptionals last year?
Oh, yeah, sure. For what regards to the exceptional item last year, you have to put in consideration around 5 million, no, 5-6 million, that just for some devaluation on some tooling that we made last year, the end of the last year, but no more than 5 up to 6 million euro in terms of devaluation of some project that we made at the end of last year. No more.
Okay, and just to confirm one more time, you're saying that in the fourth quarter, at the net income line, you do expect a negative figure in the fourth quarter.
Sure.
Okay.
Surely a less negative result that we encountered last year, but a negative due to the seasonal of our business that we manage.
Fine.
There are no more questions. Just a new question from Mrs. Monica Bosio from Caboto Banca Intesa. Mrs. Bosio, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Yes, good evening. Could you please give us some guidelines on the market share for the scooter segment, especially for Vespa in the United States, and some more guidelines on the development of your strategy in the United States?
Okay, Monica, we reached the 19.3% at September 2006, starting from 18.6% is made up of mainly from Vespa side. For what regards to the driver that we have performed, that we used in order to perform in the United States, we enlarged the leader network. So today we reached 390 dealers, starting from 273, but in the motorcycle business, we launched at the beginning, at the end of August, the off-road products, and just in 1.5 months, we collected 800 motorcycle off-road. That means 3 point something million euro. So the strategy that we set up at the beginning of the year in the motorcycle relaunch was giving us the first positive results both at the European but also in the North American market. The dealer and the revenues are spread out all over the country because if you look at the first 10, 20 cities, you can notice New York, rather than San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Miami, Denver, Boston. So all over the United States, the Piaggio results comes just where the commuting purpose are increasing, and over there are the same drivers that support the European market. So the traffic congestion in the main metropolitan cities, the increase of oil, and so on.
Okay, thanks.
Next question from Mrs. Rosanna Burkeri from FrontPoint. Mrs. Burkeri, you may proceed with your question.
Thank you. Two questions. The first one, can you please give me an idea on the absolute value of the CapEx that you're expecting for this year, for the full 2006? And if you can give an absolute number, I mean, each for 2007, 2008, taking into account of all the things that has been said in the first part of the presentation.
So this year the figure is less than 100 million, and we can confirm the same CapEx level that we already showed during the IPO, during the roadshow, that is in the region of 100 million euro per year for the next couple of years in order to support the motorcycle business, the scooter business, the LTV business.
Okay, but year to date you have spent 53 million, so for the whole year it's going to be just below 100 million.
Yeah, but if you look at the same trend that we encountered last year, we are at the same level, because last year we encountered at September 05 72 million, but it accounted for 15 million just for a leasing on the Mandello site. So the same level of CapEx that we showed last year is the same that we show this year, because you have to put into consideration the seasonal effect also at the CapEx side.
Okay.
So we will be very close to 90, more than 90 million euro for this year.
Okay, and following the question from Alex Falcioni, I mean, about the EBITDA margin target, it looks that the sort of productivity gain has been accelerating. I mean, looking at the result right now, does it mean that from now until the target that you have for 2008 is going to be really a few basis point more gain, or is just you're keeping yourself on the safe side?
It's not a safe approach. It's a realistic. We prefer to be realistic from every side. So it's not a safe approach, but it is a realistic approach made upon the strategy, made upon the product that we are launching, made upon the trend in the market, made upon the pricing increase that we are offsetting from the raw materials point of view, and so on. So we prefer to maintain the target that we fixed during the IPO without having any rising that we cannot guarantee up to now. We prefer to maintain the target that we fixed before. If we will be able to outperform, by sure we will advise you in advance in order to share the improvement that we are encountering.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions.
Okay. Thank you to everybody, and we will be pleased to have the next conference call, maybe in March for the just to share with all of you the full year results. Thank you again. Bye bye.
Bye everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is over. Thank you very much for your attention.